If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You know, when people talk about vegetarian eating, they often say, oh, I want something that tastes great. I don't want that. And that's a mistake. Vegetarian eating, I think, can be just as delicious, if not more so, than, if you will, meat-based eating or what we would call the typical American diet. That is, more and more people are trying vegetarian. 50-some percent have at least one vegetarian meal a week, and 2%, I think that's the data, are strictly vegetarian. And when it comes to cooking for your palate, there's a husband and wife duo, Karen Page and Andrew Dornberg, and their website is Karen and Andrew, K-A-R-E-N-A-N-D, Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W.com, that have a vegetarian flavor Bible. They started out with their flavor Bible overall. It obviously received an award from the James Beard Foundation and was named one of the 10 best cookbooks of the past century by Forbes. 10 best in the century. Now Page and Dornberg are back. This time they've gone vegetarian. This is a 554-page reference book. The Vegetarian Flavor Bible uses the same approach to plant-based cooking as their bestseller. And this is also a bestseller. In addition to the history of vegetarianism, you can find an A to Z guide to herbs, spices, and other seasonings. Learn which technique works best for which veggies. A stock list of flavor affinities for each ingredient. For example, we're going to find out directly from Karen Page what her favorites are. My favorite, this is a gorgeous, one, it's a gorgeous book, too, and I guess that's part her husband, but two, it is a great book in what it teaches you, and what it taught me and what it teaches me is that vegetarian can be at least as flavorful and as great tasting as non-vegetarian. That is, plant-based doesn't give, to get healthy, you don't have to give up flavor. Karen, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate it. And also on the line, and she may cut in from time to time, and I give her freedom to do so, is Bridget Tickemeyer, who's a dietitian nutritionist with the functional medicine program at the Cleveland Clinic, and a long laboring co-host with me on this program to
what a pleasure.
Bring some
nice
reality
to meet you, Bridget.
To flavor, if
it's
you will.
It's nice to meet you, too. I'm so excited to have you.
One of the interesting things that I did, we got when I did last week's show, someone called in and said, you had talked about anti-inflammatory and the importance of curcumin, et cetera, and she said, I know that you were trying to find something that paired with it, and I found something, cinnamon. And she said, so in my smoothies, I use turmeric and cinnamon together, and they balance a great flavor out. Was it trial and error? Is it like that and trial and error that got you to this point of having such a great cookbook?
Well, I think if it were trial and error, I would probably weigh 5,000 pounds, and I don't know what my real age would be. It would be really sad. I think that basically our strength in writing about culinary topics is that we are relentless researchers, and so we take a dogged approach to studying various cuisines around the world and what the classic flavor combinations are that each of those cuisines has had become part of its legacy, certain classic dishes that have passed down through the years typically have some basis of flavor profile that has allowed them to be successful. And so we've studied those flavor profiles behind the most successful dishes and realized that if they work together, a particular set of flavors, which we call flavor affinities, groups of three or more flavors that work really well together, if they work well in a classic dish, they can work well in other applications. So for example, if you get a particular combination that works well as a pizza, it's probably also going to work well as a pasta dish, perhaps even as a stir fry or as a salad, and you can take those principles and apply them to whatever it is you're cooking. So really understanding those basic flavor affinities and what flavors do work well together give you a lot of room to be much more creative in the kitchen.
So someone has written and asked, what do I put on? Well, first of all, let's go to the basic thing. What do you mean by plant-based, and what's the difference between plant-based and vegetarian?
Really good questions, and I think the definitions have differed depending on who I'm speaking to, so I'll talk about what I mean by that. My husband and I have been long-term omnivores. I grew up in the Midwest, personally. I'm a Michigan girl. I grew up eating meat three times a day. I thought the definition of a meal was that you would eat meat, and when I started deciding to experiment with vegetarian eating in May of 2012, basically I was talking about a meatless diet, so I stopped eating meat, poultry, seafood at that point in time. And more recently, I've been evolving toward more of a vegan diet, and that I've really cut down significantly on dairy and eggs as well. And in fact, for this month, for the month of January, I'm celebrating Veganuary, which is a movement coming out of the UK where a couple has proposed that people can experiment for a month with a vegan diet, which is also excluding meat, the eggs and dairy, as I said, and depending on how they define it, other animal-derived products such as honey and gelatin and things like that. So I think when people use plant strong, sometimes I get the sense that they're talking much more about a vegetarian orientation. And when they say plant-based, I see that as much more of a vegan orientation, although, again, those definitions have varied.
And so I should just add, since Dr. Esselstein works for us and he's taught me that plant-based is nothing with a face or a mother, or doesn't come from that.
He's got such a way with words.
And so the nothing with a face and a mother would allow you to have some sugar, added sugar things. And so I would say that, at least in my plant-based, it goes back to limiting the added sugars, added syrups, and any grain that isn't 100% whole grain. And if you look at that type of cookbook, which is Ann Crile Esselstyn wrote, it is a wonderful cookbook. I've got five of them in different areas of my house so that we can always not lose them.
I think you qualify as a super fan with that.
Bridget, did I give you one last week?
When they were on the show, I had you gave. I think that I took one of your copies and then never gave it back.
In any case, I did get one stolen from my thing of six.
Yeah,
so I'm now down to five.
Have it. but
Vegetarian Flavor Bible is the same type of book. You only need a couple of them because they're heavier. Meaning they're really totally intact, and everything is in there in a gorgeous way. So now, once we've defined that, is and then the general statement comes up, okay, how do I flavor a portobello mushroom so it tastes different than, in other words, if I have that 3 days a week, how do I make each one different? And that was one of the questions sent in by someone last night who saw that you were going to be on the show.
That's a wonderful question, and it's interesting because my first.
Now, before you get to it, Karen, we have to take a break for our sponsors. So we'll do that. Go to their website. It is KarenAndAndrew.com. And we'll be right back with Karen Page answering your flavor questions on vegetarian and plant-based diets on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.